You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All things considering, I woke up this morning with a song on my heart. Made it to work early. There was a present waiting for me here on the desk. And then I spilled scalding hot coffee all over myself.
Really?
I yelled out, you didn't even look up.
My head was in the work, my bad.
See my chief shirt?
Oh, look like you've been working out.
Wow. Country still trying to make sense of what happened Wednesday in Washington, D.C. 4 people were killed. A 5th was added to the list last night, Brian. It was an officer. His name is Officer Sicknick. He joined the Capitol Police in 2008. He was responding to the riot, and he was apparently hit in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Wow.
He returned back to their headquarters and passed out. They rushed him to the hospital and he died of those injuries.
Shay, there's blood on the hands of this administration. Period. It starts at the top. And it's a shame because it didn't have to be like this, man. Now, families are affected forever. There's new trauma. For what?
For ambition, narcissism, and complete and utter foolishness and ignorance.
Not only that, all of these people... There's cameras all around. And I hope these people don't think they're going to get away scot-free with this.
They weren't thinking about the consequences, Brian. That was not on the minds of these people. They have literally been whipped up over the last 4 years about fake news. They've been whipped up that the Democrats are against you. They're trying to take your liberties. They really believe this stuff. And the folks who were at the head of putting that misinformation into the heads of millions of Americans need to be held accountable for what they've done.
Mm-hmm. Very dangerous game. And I had to learn this the hard way. But words do mean something to people.
People believe in the office of the presidency. So if the president tells you that the election was stolen, they believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you ask the question, okay, so where's the proof? And there is none. At some point, you've got to cut your own common sense off to believe in this person. And so many people are looking for something to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember from Mad Max, everybody wants a hero. Everybody looking for a way home. It's the truth.
It is true.
And these people were believing a lie. And now 5 people are dead. And now there's thousands of dollars in damage at the White House. And now folks are jumping ship like rats on a Titanic.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Betsy DeVos resigned yesterday.
Hmm.
I don't care.
Test scores just went up.
Hello? Just automatically.
Just off that rip. You go up 1 point, baby.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Oh, boy. 6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. A little bit of cloudiness in your way. Right now, you are clear in 27 at least some. Shade, what's popping?
76ers guard Seth Curry and brother of Steph Curry has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Good.
Team found out near the start of their 122-109 loss to the Brooklyn Nets. He set out the game with ankle soreness. He was on the bench for the first quarter wearing a face mask in line with the NBA rules. However, he left the court area, went into isolation after the 76ers found out that positive result.
Thank God he had his mask on that whole time, or else the whole team could have got infected.
Sources say that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's priority don't seem to line up anymore. According to US Weekly, source says that Kanye is jealous about the time that Kim has been spending dedicated to prison reform and their own kids.
Really?
Van Jones.
What that mean?
Van Jones, CNN reporter.
Yeah.
He's been working on the prison reform thing with Kim.
Right.
And there were, you know, rumors flying around a couple months ago, you know, that they was, you know, canoodling and canoddling, how you would say.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but there's been a rumor that Kanye is supposed to be messing around with his YouTube star, Jeffree Star.
Really?
Oh, boy.
I hadn't heard that either, though.
Kanye West might be sleeping with Jeffree Star. I'm like, how do we even get to this moment? Like, how would that even be made up? Because we both live in the same state, right? Whatever. So, I guess some girl made up a whole lie on TikTok, and it went viral, where she insinuates Kanye and Kim are getting divorced because a big male beauty influencer is sleeping with him. So I just woke up just trying to live my life, and I'm like, huh, this is so weird. I have people texting me, all these news people, like, what do you have to say to about this? And I'm like, about what? What? I'm single. I'm not sleeping with anyone. Like, this is so weird. So,
ain't this the same dude who had the former NBA player a couple months ago? Remember that?
It was another man, but I didn't know he was from the NBA. I thought he was like a model or something.
It was, yeah. Oh boy. Well, wish them the best.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey appeared on the Wendy Williams show yesterday. I missed Wendy yesterday because I went and had lunch with one of my friends at Gates on Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard.
Hi, may I help you?
And they helped me. Shouts out to Miss Tina. She was so nice. Wendy asked Cynthia if her daughter Noelle came out as sexually fluid on the show for a storyline.
Noelle's not a housewife. She's not a peach holder. Noelle does not actually have to share her life. But let me just say this. This is really important about the Noelle thing. Wendy, the reason why I really wanted Noelle to tell her story on the show is because as a reality star family at this point, if we don't talk about it on the show and people find out about it, they almost feel like we're hiding it. And I didn't want Noelle to feel ashamed or embarrassed.
I understand.
Or had to hide her truth. And I wanted her to tell her own
story.
So, like, when people are walking down the street, do people, like, think, oh, maybe she's gay or he's gay or...
I don't care.
Exactly. That's where I'm getting to. And I know with these TV shows and everything, you watch them and you might fall in love with the character, or you just want to know more about the person that's on TV. But at what point do we be like, that's their business, leave it alone?
Well, it's good for us because we wouldn't have an entertainment segment.
Oh, Lord, here you go.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I woke up having a good morning and my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, keeps stalking me. That's why I'm mad. Because she won't leave us alone.
Hold on. Your girlfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Yes, and she's so ugly and friends, like, and I just don't understand why she won't leave us alone. Like, we happy. It's a whole new year. She should find something to do with herself. Like, be happy, you know?
I feel you, but your girl either fine or she got that fire, or maybe a combination of it.
It's a combination of both, you know?
It's like you probably eat more than a sandwich, bro.
And I just feel like she should just leave us alone. You know, it's a whole new year, new us, be doing us. She be blowing my phone and stalking me on Facebook. You know, just unnecessary stuff. You know, me and my girlfriend, we happy. She should go about her business, probably spend her taxes on getting her teeth corrected or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Whoa.
You are. Well, just change your number.
I don't want to change my number.
Well, then you want to keep getting harassed.
No, I use my number for work. You know, that's me having to, you know, redirect all my clientele and all that. I don't want to do that. That's messing up my mood.
What's your name?
Kiki.
All right, Kiki. Thanks so much for calling up this morning, girl.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye. Take that chin to Burl in my cheek. Break triggers after that. We take
that girlfriend. My girl got a girlfriend. Chevy blue like whirlwind. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 652. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy skies. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 27 in KCI.
Over 4,000 coronavirus deaths in one day. A new grim benchmark, Brian. I was thinking about this last night. Will the rioters at the Capitol bring coronavirus back to their home states?
More than likely.
Crowds and crowds of folks with no masks on.
We didn't even think about none of that the day of.
I did. I was talking with one of my friends, and her position is, don't treat them. I was like, dang, girl.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Who is she? So I can stay away far from her.
She said if they get sick, they put themselves in that predicament, they should not be allowed to use the hospitals and healthcare system.
Really? It makes sense, but it's evil, though.
Yeah, it is tight.
It's evil.
It's tight. For real, though.
Must be a Gemini.
Yesterday, Donald Trump walked back his I love you, your special people remarks.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Shay, as I watched that video that was more than 2 minutes, I got the energy of, my mama made me do this.
Chris Cuomo said that it looked like a hostage video. You know how they got a pistol in your back and making you say...
That's what it looked like to me.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi charged that Trump, quote, incited an armed insurrection against America, and she urged that the 25th Amendment be used by Vice President Mike Pence.
Yesterday, the President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. In calling for this seditious act, the President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this President by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the Vice President and Cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
Shay, even the most vile of human beings and even the thuggest of the thugs know that there are consequences to what you do. And you said earlier that some of those folks weren't thinking about consequences. But he didn't, he thought that this was going to go smoothly?
Yes. He's gone his whole life getting and doing whatever he wants as a businessman. He doesn't have a thorough understanding of the way government works and that there are checks and balances. And everybody who has been supporting and upholding all of this shenanigans for the last 4 years are complicit in this. It's just 12 days away. Lie in your bed.
That's it.
lie in your bed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Money doesn't have a smell until you ask for it back. Then it becomes your little funky ass $40.
I need that money.
Have you also noticed that?
You bet I have.
On an episode of Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith talked with a caller who was having some problems.
They taking callers now?
Because she loaned out money to family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So Jada responded, I have a couple of rules for myself. First of all, I don't lend money. I only give money that I'm willing to give away. Like, quote, this is a gift. I do not lend money because that turns into a lot of problems just as far as the expectation of people paying back. So I tend not to give where I can't just say, here's a gift for you. Specifically people who are really close to me because I'm not trying to have fallouts over money. And that's the way I've always governed my life. If I don't have it to literally give to you, I can't loan it.
Yeah, I ain't finna give you my last $20. But that's the thing. That's how you gotta trick yourself into feeling more comfortable with letting people borrow money, because more than likely you ain't gonna see that money again.
Especially during this time when folks are hurting.
Well, look,
there's more need for a little help. More now than ever.
Yep. And it depends on the person too. Cause some people they'll fight like crazy to get you that money back.
Do you loan money to people? And if you do, do you find that you get it back?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid 30s, cloudy skies. Right now, you are mostly cloudy in 28 on 39th and Paseo. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. DJ and on-air personality DJ Clue is 46 today.
DJ Clue.
Producer DJ Just Blaze is 43.
Hey! You know what you see? That's on me.
Actress Cynthia Erivo, she played Harriet, 34.
Oh, on Family Matters.
No, Harriet Tubman.
Oh, my bad. Think about Harriet Winslow.
Jesus. Please, intercede, Lord.
Oh, shout out to Harriet Tubman. We need them $20 bills, too.
And I don't know if we should acknowledge this, but...
Don't even do it.
R. Kelly is 54 today.
They was going to see it on the internet.
Well, it's our duty.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 8th.
DaBaby was arrested yesterday in Beverly Hills for gun possession.
It's like two or three weeks.
According to TMZ, the rapper was leaving the Montclair store on Rodeo Drive with three other guys. As they were about to drive off, several cop cars surrounded them. That's some real strong, good police work. Surrounded them. You ain't let him get past you. You ain't let him go sit at Nancy Pelosi desk. You ain't do none of that.
You ain't let him break no windows.
So the Beverly Hills Police Department actually received a call from a security guard at the Gucci store who claimed that he witnessed one of the men walking on Rodeo Drive with a handgun in his waistband. So he dropped the dime.
I don't like that.
Cops searched the vehicle, they discovered one handgun and... DaBaby took charge.
What are the gun laws in California?
I don't know.
I would think it's a little like similar to Missouri.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, this is a different.
Yeah. You're right.
Lil Wayne and Kodak Black are being considered for Trump pardons.
Of course.
So this makes a lot of sense why Lil Wayne at the last minute was photographed with Donald Trump.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
He knew that this issue was coming up with those gun charges on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
He actually pled guilty to it. Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Probably, more than likely. You'll know about that if it's coming your way.
Now, Kodak is currently serving time in a federal prison for falsifying paperwork to obtain a firearm.
Lord.
In November, he publicly pleaded with Trump to free him. In return, he promised to donate $1 million to charity. Lil Yachty, Yo Gotti, and Lil Pump have also lobbied Trump to pardon Kodak.
I hope so.
Now, this makes me very excited. My inner Dirty South rap lover is standing
up. Oh, boy.
Bun B has revealed that he will be facing off with 8-Ball and MJG in a versus battle.
Oh, man, the street's been waiting on this one. I know we was waiting on, you know, Gucci and Jeezy, but really the street's been really waiting on this one. This has been a debate that's going on for more than 20 years now. Who's better, 8-Ball MJG or UGK? Who you got?
I'm a lover of 8-Ball and MJG, but I remember the first time I heard Pocket Full of Stones, which was on the Menace to Society soundtrack.
93.
And I said to myself, what is that? You know, there's only a couple of songs that has had me like look at the radio like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And Pocket Full of Stones was one of them. That's not Pocket Full of Stones, but
it's not.
It's okay.
But, you know, it's
but like, I like this song too.
8-Ball and
it's like thuggish, but you can still twerk to it.
Oh, Lord. There you go. When is the verses again? When last time?
Well, they haven't announced it yet because they still have postponed this Ashanti and Keisha Cole battle.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
One time for Gay Tony Manuel Cleaver Boulevard. I went there yesterday for a lunch, little lunchy lunch.
How may I help you?
Mr. Ollie Gates was there.
Hey.
He's a legend. I've never met him before. This is my first time.
I've never met him either.
For real?
Mm-mm. I've seen him. Never met him, though.
He was very nice. Arzelia Gates was there. Miss Tina, thanks for the hospitality. Consider taking out at one of our Kansas City restaurants today.
Presidential platter, please.
On an episode of Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith counseled a woman asking for advice. She said that she had loaned some money to a family member and they've been beefing ever since because the family member never paid back. Jada told her she doesn't loan money to people. She just gives it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't feel like she wants to give, then no.
I feel her on that. Also depends on the circumstance and who it is too.
When's the last time you loaned money, Brian?
Probably to my little brother.
I said, when
was it? My bad. It was within the past 6 months or so.
I'm trying to put your brother out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you up here trying to get all the inside information.
I said, when? You the one who said who.
he all right.
Do you loan money?
Technically, I do, because the Bible says I'm the lender and not the borrower.
I know that's right.
The Bible said what?
I'm the lender and not the borrower.
Girl, he don't read no Bible. I knew what you were saying.
I read my daily verses.
When's the last time you loaned some money, sis?
Actually, let's say Friday, Wednesday.
Really?
Hmm.
How much you give?
I didn't give.
Okay, so let's make that clear.
Just loaned a little 60 piece. That was it.
Okay.
So and $100 threshold. That's it.
And when do you expect it back?
Today.
Okay, call us on Monday and let us know if you got that money back.
We ain't gonna get no call. Holla at you later. Have a good one.
Oh my God, guys.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Congressman Cleaver, how are you?
Loaded question. I'm in Washington, so things are not good up here. So I don't think things are good in the country right now. How you doing?
Well, you know, we totally understand. I mean, when the news was reported of the violence and rioting happening in D.C., I immediately went on my email and sent a message to your assistant, Matthew, and asked, is the congressman safe? Because here in Missouri, you know, you are a treasure to us. And I was so happy that he answered me right back and said that you all were safe, that you and he and a couple of other staffers were in a safe location.
Yes, yes. Fortunately, some of my colleagues actually had to outrun the criminals, the thugs, to get to safety. In fact, we had police officers who had to do it because they were so badly outnumbered. It was an unforgettable day. It will now go down in history, as did December 7th when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor as a day of infamy, because it's the first time since the War of 1812 that a foreign entity breached the U.S. Capitol. The British did it, but that was something nobody ever expected that could happen again.
Can you give us an insight into what some of the folks in leadership are thinking right now in terms of the United States and how we're looking to the rest of the world?
Well, we look awful. The Prime Minister of Britain just issued a scathing indictment of President Trump before the British Parliament. And we have been condemned. What happened here has been condemned in newspapers all over the world. Oddly, the one place where Donald Trump received some support was from Vladimir Putin in Russia, who said, and I'm paraphrasing him, what would you expect? The electoral system in the United States is flawed. So he followed the same line that Donald Trump has spewed out over the last 7 or 8 months. What has really happened is that we've been damaged because we have been the flagship democracy for the world for such a long period of time. And now, we can't speak morally to any other country about fair elections and democracy. For example, many of us go around the world to monitor the elections in other countries and talk to them about peaceful transfer of power. I have gone to Haiti to monitor their elections. I went to Turkey, to Diyarbakir, in the northern part of the country where the Kurds and the Turks are almost always at war. I doubt seriously if we're going to be requested to go around the world to talk to people about the peaceful transfer of power when we can't have it here in the United States. People had seen what happened, close up, I think most of them will be appalled. But the saddest thing I have to tell you this morning is the latest poll that came out this morning showed that 45% of Republicans say that what happened in the Capitol was all right.
Wow. We're talking with Representative Emanuel Cleaver, of course, on Wednesday as they were certifying the Electoral College votes. Some insurrectors breached the Capitol security and made their way throughout the building, damaging property, literally stealing mail off of Speaker Pelosi's desk. On yesterday, she called for Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. What do you think about that call, and will it happen?
I doubt that the Vice President will call the meeting. I doubt that seriously, because in many ways he's been one of the sycophants to have enabled the President. What I am 100% about is that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the third person in line for the presidency is in fact going to call us into session Wednesday at the latest to begin the process of impeachment. And that will likely end in a positive vote. There may be 10 or 15 Republicans joining us in doing so. The last time that we did not get any Republicans joining us in the House, we will have Republican support this time. Then that means that the measure will go over to the Senate, and the Senate is required, obligated. It is the law. They must hold a trial. It's not that they can consider having a trial. They can think about it, pray on it. But the law is that they must have a trial. Mitch McConnell may attempt to get the clock, to run the clock out, whereby he can get to the last day without calling a trial, in which case Congressman Schumer, Chuck Schumer of New York, the who will be the majority leader on the 20th, will call for a trial. Now, there are constitutional scholars who are advising us that even though President Trump will be out of office, that the impeachment can proceed, that he does not have to be in office, that we can, for example, if he's convicted, you know, issue out punishment. I mean, one, we could punish him that he will never be allowed to enter a federal building for the rest of his life. We may prohibit him from voting or any number of things.
We're talking with Congressman Emanuel Cleaver about the events that happened at the nation's capital, the insurrection, the rioters, the criminals who ran through one of the most sacred buildings in our country. Capitol Police Chief Stephen's son was forced to resign on yesterday. One of his officers, of course, has died, and four others are dead. Why do you think there was such an uneven and light-handed response to the rioters?
It's going to not sound good, but I think there was no preparation for this because they assumed these were some nice people who just wanted to express themselves. Had that been a BLM movement or demonstration, they would have had the Capitol Police, the Metropolitan Police, the FBI, the Department of the Interior Enforcement Group, the Justice Department. They would have had Gargamel, probably Ren-10-10, Kojak, the good, the bad, the ugly, everybody.
All the dogs.
Yeah, they would have been called in, all of them. And so, you know, they didn't take it seriously. And there were 20,000 of them. 20,000. We had 200 police officers. They were overrun by the rebels, the invaders, the thugs. And if you see Capitol Hill now, this is the way it should have looked pre-assault. And that is, you can only drive maybe 20, 30 feet before you see troops. And 12-foot fencing all around the Capitol. Look, there are people going to jail. I don't mean going to municipal court. I'm talking about going to federal prison. And we have been assured that if it takes up to a year to identify people, we have footage on the, we have footage, of course, from the networks. And they're being arrested now, even though many of them have fled to distant places. And they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. President Trump, the reason he's now trying to speak so softly is that the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia has announced that he is now conducting an investigation of the entire event and that there are no off limits. In other words, the president is not excused from this, so he's afraid he's going to be indicted here in the District of Columbia in the United States District Court.
Wow.
Well, Congressman Cleaver, if you need me to ride down
Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard and knock on everybody's door so we can, you know, take a bus out there to make sure you're safe. You give me the word and I will do that for you. But in all seriousness, though, we are so happy and so glad that you're safe. Please keep representing Kansas City and Missouri in D.C. We appreciate your time and thank you so much.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-30s today. Cloudy skies right now. You are cloudy and 27 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
What's poppin' is we're gonna get somebody qualified for $1,000 in cold cash within the next 15 minutes.
Hey.
Yep, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre has agreed to pay $1,000 plus $999,000 plus another million to his estranged wife, Nicole Young. $2 million is what he'll be paying monthly.
Run it back again.
$2 million a month in temporary spousal support.
That's why you had the aneurysm.
That's like $20 to him. He's a billionaire.
Man, $2 million is $2 million,
she
fam.
Probably came down to that hospital.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been together for 20-something years. So I'm sure she gives him a peace and comfort. You ain't been with nobody that long. You don't know.
Are you talking about a piece or something else?
I'm moving on. Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander, has been identified as one of the men present at the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday.
Oh boy, this ain't good for her.
He took a picture. Well, they're divorced now, so that ain't got nothing to do with her.
Nah, hold on now. You married somebody. You know about everything that they do.
No, you don't.
Man, come on, man.
She married two other men, too.
Aw, man. Hey. Proceed, though.
So Jason made his way to D.C. for the protest and took selfies of himself out there. So I don't know. The FBI is looking into all of this stuff. They're going to prosecute these people.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. All right. The hocus pocus, 12 and locusts finna be filled down there on D.C.
Trying to tell you.
For real. Like, and. You know, these people are going to be living in infamy, Shay, for the rest of their lives. Their children are going to have to live with this. Their parents, their nieces, their nephews, everybody associated with them, these people are going to be in history books, literally.
As traitors.
Crazy. And they're proud of it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.